The next patient is Alma Garcia. The last name is G-A-R-C-I-A. Number one, clinical case of a 43-year-old Hispanic female that is the recipient of a cadaver transplant that was done at the Cleveland Clinic in Weston, Florida in June of 2018. The patient has been immunosuppressed with the administration of Prograf, 1.5 milligram in the morning and 1 milligram in the afternoon, along with the administration of Myfortic, 360 milligrams POTID, plus prednisone 5 milligrams daily. The patient was evaluated for changes that at the beginning were believed to acute rejection. In September 24th of 21, the patient had a kidney biopsy that was suggestive of chronic antibody-mediated rejection and focal segmental glomerulosclerosis. A status post at that time, a steroid pulse, plasma exchange, infusion on immunoglobulin and rituximab infusions times two. The patient had allergy to rituximab. The patient's primary renal disease was FSGS. Apparently, and for reasons that are not clear to me, the follow-up was changed from the Cleveland Clinic to the Tampa General Hospital Transplant Center. They have recognized that the patient has a relapse of the FSGS, and the patient has developed proteinuria that to the dipstick is 3+, which is highly suggestive of a nephrotic level of proteinuria. And the patient has developed arterial hypertension, fluid retention, and they decided to suggest to the patient to continue the follow-up with this office, period. The latest laboratory workup that we have 3 weeks ago, the creatinine is 2, the BUN is 28, and the estimated GFR is 30 mLs per minute. 3+ proteinuria, and the patient continued with the immunosuppression that we just mentioned, period. Taking into consideration that she still has some kidney function, that she has a nephrotic syndrome, and that she has proteinuria, she's already on ARBs, we are going to use a SGLT2 inhibitor, Jardiance 10 milligrams on daily basis, despite the fact that the estimated GFR is 30 mLs per minute. We are going to follow the case closely. Period. We insisted that the patient has to change the lifestyle, going into a low sodium diet, low protein diet, fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, continue taking the furosemide, and start taking the Jardiance 10 milligrams every day. Number two, the patient has a history of polyoma virus. Number three, the patient has arterial hypertension that is a borderline. And the blood pressure reading today is 150 over 92. She says that she gets better readings at home. With the changes in the lifestyle and the medication changes, the most likely situation is that the body weight comes down and the the fluid retention improves. Following number, the patient has a BMI of 37.8. She's discussing with the transplant nephrologist the possibility of sleeve bariatric surgery. Well, I'm going to refer her back to the Tampa Center for them to advise the patient. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on PPI. Following number, history of hypomagnesemia that we have to reevaluate. This patient was explained about the seriousness of this disease. We are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. Paragraph we invested, reviewing the referral, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 30 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.